Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to June 6th of 2006. The Florida Marlins are in town to take on the San Francisco Giants at AT&T Park. And the Giants, at this point, are chasing the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers in the West. And the Marlins are kind of buried in the National League East. But the pitching matchup is a good one. It's Jason Schmidt on the hill, who's 5-2. He goes against Josh Johnson, who is an excellent pitcher for the Marlins in those days, as the two right-handers go at each other on this one. This is an interesting game for a couple of reasons. One, Jason Schmidt had pitched great for the Giants after coming over from a trade with the Pittsburgh Pirates for John Vanderwall and Mondo Rios, if I'm not mistaken. I think those, and Ryan Vogelsong, I think, in that trade as well. But it's Schmidt against Johnson, and the Marlins give you a lineup of Hanley Ramirez, Dan Uggla, Mike Jacobs, Miguel Cabrera, Josh Willingham, Jeremy Hermida, Joe Borchardt, Miguel Olivo, and, of course, Josh Johnson. For the Giants, Randy Winn is in the outfield, Omar Vizquel, Lance Niekro. We've got Barry Bonds, Mo Alou, Ray Durham, Pedro Feliz, Eliezer Alfonso doing the catching, and Schmidt on the mound. So here we are, AT&T Park. It's June 6th of 06. Jason Schmidt on the hill.
Marty, Jason Schmidt was the kind of pitcher who was capable of incredible performances. He'd throw complete games and just dominate the opposition at times. He threw hard, harder and hardest a lot of times. He had some finesse, but for the most part, he was a power pitcher and was capable of overpowering a lot of opponents.
Well, that's part of the story of this game. It's a nothing-nothing game going into the fifth inning, but part of the story is in the first inning, he strikes out Uggla. Second inning, Willingham and Borchardt. Third inning, Johnson and Ramirez. Fourth inning, gets Uggla and Jacobs, so now he's got 2, 4, 6, 7 going into the fifth inning, and he gets Borchardt, who's got 8 strikeouts through 5 innings. Now, 15 outs, he's got 8 via the strikeout route. But he gives up the home run in the fifth inning to Josh Willingham to put the Marlins up 1-0.
Being at AT&T Park, Marty, you know it's going to be low scoring with the two pitchers involved. That increases the potential for a lower scoring game. I had a sense when I was covering this game that every little thing was going to count. If a base runner got on base, it was going to be a big deal, whether you could advance him, get him over, get him in, that sort of thing. It was just that kind of night. The runs would come grudgingly because the pitchers, you could tell, were dominating the scene.
Yeah, two good right-handers on the hill. 33,987 at AT&T Park that night. Well, here we go to the Giants 6. They're trailing 1-0. Randy Winn starts it off, and he gets on by an error by Hanley Ramirez. Vizquel moves him over. Niekro then gets a base hit to tie the game up 1-1. Now, Niekro is wild pitched to second. Barry Bonds strikes out. It brings up Moises Alou, and he doubles to left field to put the Giants up 2-1. Ray Durham then goes out second to first. So now the Giants have the lead 2-1, and Schmidt can kind of feel it as we head into the seventh inning. This is where the game becomes interesting.
Yes, with the help, as you just mentioned, Marty, of Moises Alou. I distinctly remember when Moises came over, his father Felipe was still managing the club, of course, and Felipe said, Moises Alou is here to drive in runs. Papa pretty much summed it up, and in this game, Moises came through.
Yeah, he did, and it's 2-1 Giants. Now, Schmidt has struck out 9 through the first 6 innings. So we go to the seventh inning, he gets Cabrera and Hermida. Go to the eighth inning, he gets Borchardt and Ramirez. Now we go to the ninth inning, and the place is buzzing because he's got 13 strikeouts already. And, of course, the franchise record held by Christy Mathewson of 16 way back in 1904 when we talk about it. All right, so here's the Marlins' ninth. Dan Uggla lays down a bunt, and he's on with a base hit. Mike Jacobs gets a base hit. It's a 2-1 game. And Schmidt then wild pitches him to second and third. And this is where it becomes one of those great games in Giants history. He strikes out Cabrera.
Runners at second and third, nobody out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Changeup, struck him out swinging. A ball in the dirt.
Strikes out Willingham.
Schmidt into his windup. The 3-2 pitch. Twing, a and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball.
And I'll let you say what happened to Jeremy Hermida, the last out in the game.
Well, you're watching this sort of scene, and you think, he can't strike out another guy. But my gosh, he did.
Schmidt into his windup. 3-2 pitch. Changeup! He struck him out swinging. The ball dropped by Alfonso. He picks it up and tags him out. And the Giants have won this game. And Jason Schmidt strikes out the side after the Marlins have put runners at second and third.
It was incredible. I think he threw a wild pitch and gets second and third and then strikes out three really good hitters. Incredible, incredible way to finish a game.
He was trying so hard that night, Marty. Jason Schmidt was. He put literally everything he had into those pitches to Hermida and got him a strikeout, won the game, tied the record, 102-year-old record. Gave you goosebumps to realize that that's what had happened.
An amazing way to end it. He strikes out the side in the ninth inning, strands the lead runners on base. He ends up with 16 strikeouts. He strikes out seven from the seventh inning on, and he ties the Mathewson record, but sets a San Francisco record, Jason Schmidt does, with 16 strikeouts in the game. So an amazing game. It really was. His previous high was 13. He had done that twice. And in 2006, he was an all-star. Schmidt was 11-9 through 213 innings, 80 walks, 180 strikeouts in his 32 starts. In this one, he went 9 innings, 7 hits, a run, 1 homer, 1 walk, and 16 strikeouts for Jason Schmidt. Just a tremendous, tremendous game for him. So I thought, well, what does he do in his next game? Well, his next game is against the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he's got a 5-2 lead after 6 innings. The bullpen comes in, and what I thought of the Toronto Blue Jays, it's Jose Bautista, who was a Pirate in those days, hits a grand slam in the 8th inning, 5 runs, and Pittsburgh ends up winning that game 7-5. But Schmidt's win enabled the Giants to take the series against the Marlins and move them to win 3 of Arizona and the Dodgers. So for Jason Schmidt, an amazing night, but what made it the great game, Chris, is striking out the side in the 9th inning with those runners on base and the place going crazy.
An astounding finish. He was his own setup man. He was his own closer, as Warren Spahn used to like to say. And when Jason Schmidt was strong, there weren't not a whole lot of pitchers who could come close. He was an elite pitcher when things were going right for him.
Yeah, he liked those strikeouts. He said, boy, if I could strike him out, they can't put the bat on the ball, and that will help. And he sure did that night. 16 strikeouts, an exciting game. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.